Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
Well, and I just told you how embarrassing it was yesterday when I arrived at, you know, the Berry Plaza, tried to get a park, got a park, tried to leave, got stuck and drove around for at least 5 minutes trying to get out because I couldn't work out which way was the correct exit route. I'm sure it happens to the best of us, right? Yeah. But something good came out of my trip to Kmart. Because as you know, you can't just go to Kmart and not spend money. I actually did a really good thing. I picked up a heap of stuff, threw clothes over my arm. There was a scarf, shoes. I put most of it back. But the one thing that I did keep, for some reason, is a Rubik's Cube. Yeah, I was probably a little bit young to go through the Rubik's Cube phase when it was really popular. I've always watched in fascination when people have done Rubik's Cubes, and I thought, why not give it a try? I have a very short attention span, no sort of ability to do things that are puzzle related, but I thought, why not try it? And a Rubik's Cube. Now, this one, Riverland, does not have stickers, so don't go telling me that I could cheat and move the stickers around. It's not going to happen. I also know there are tricks to doing a Rubik's Cube. However, is that cheating? I don't know. I'm going to try and do it completely off the cuff, like on my own back, no help whatsoever. Although I have no doubt that when I have it in my office, people will come in and fiddle with it. But I'm going to try and do it myself. That being said, give it maybe 2 days and I'll probably be Googling tricks and tips. If you have any though, Riverland, let me know. I don't think it's cheating if you help me out. Is it? No. Maybe I could have this done. I mean, I'll aim for a week, but there are definitely no guarantees on that one. I love a good Rubik's Cube. I feel a bit of nostalgia with a Rubik's Cube.